diffuse model of that double layer asks you to explain the effect of counter-ions, and I'm expecting that you give me that Gibbs free energy rationale for what's going on. Now the colloidal systems, we need a little bit more terminology. So if you want to describe the classes of particles, we can call them spherical, linear, or laminar, based on the shape of the particles, which obviously sphere is like the polystyrene latex balls here. Linear, we've got an example down here of tobacco mosaic virus, this is clearly a linear particle. And laminar, this is the example down here, kaolinite clay, so it's forming into layers. The spherical particles of the polystyrene latex, each one of those spheres is perfect. So these guys then are called monodispersed colloids because all of the particles are the same size. Whereas down here, in the case of the tobacco mosaic virus or in the case of the kaolinite clay, you've clearly got small clay particles, you've got large ones. You've got smaller viral particles, you've got larger ones. So these are then polydispersed colloidal systems.